Hey, got milk? Buckle up and grab a beverage. It's time for another fun-filled, action-packed episode of Male Encounters of the Life Kind. And now, to Den and Cavid. I mean, what? Somebody cut me off. I mean, now to David and Ken.
That's what I said. We're nowhere.
Well, we're recording now, so we'll start over. Hold on. Hold that thought, Ken. Muck. Okay, now we're recording.
Right.
Oh my.
I love our dynamic on this show.
Yours and mine?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I do, and sometimes I wonder.
We were just having an off-mic conversation, and I mentioned that it seems like a bunch of monkeys just, like, pushing at stuff, just looking with a confused face. And that's us. That's us on this show.
That's you've nailed it.
It doesn't matter how much experience either one of us has.
Yeah.
We're still going to...
Ken, that's going
to... We're still going to talk for 15 minutes and not record the show.
That's happened to us a couple times.
Yes.
Well, you know, if you notice, I've turned the board so that you can see everything.
Yeah.
Because that was another complaint that I've had from another show. They want to be able to see everything.
Well, yeah, I've always
watched. But I'm freaking in charge.
You are.
It's my equipment, my toys.
Right. I always watched the other board, and then this one has a tilted screen on it, so when the back of it is to me, I can't see the time.
Do you like this?
I do like it.
Do you?
That way I can see what's going on.
So do you have a heart on now? So exactly, you're that happy?
It's not that far. Maybe
semi.
Maybe, yeah, almost a chubby, like a little bit, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like balsa.
We got to the lady sitting at the table.
It's not walnut at this point. It's like balsa. Balsa wood.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. Yeah.
You need some water? Well, you know, first show of 2023, I don't know. You know,
yes.
We just got to be prepared. And we are at Traeger's Bar and at our recording home, at least for now.
And what a way to start off a show. Balsa wood versus walnut. Where are you in that scale? That's where we...
Well, it depends on what we're talking about.
In 2023.
I'm more like something soggy.
Pine, somewhere in there.
No, even worse. Limp. What would limp? It's like a biscuit. Let's call it a biscuit. A soaked biscuit.
A warm biscuit.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's even warm.
Yeah, listen, warm got ones to point, are softer than the cold ones.
I've got
ones.
To the point in my life now, the only way that I can find it, and I'm sorry, young lady, is to stick my finger up my butt and holler snake.
Sure, yeah.
It makes it come out.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Starts running.
You know
oh, there you are.
Yeah, exactly. You know the feeling.
I knew I remembered you were down there somewhere.
Yeah, well, you know, what can I say? We better. Holy crap. What a way to start the year.
That's the only way to start the year.
Shorter show, but man, we started off with, well, we've already shot our wad. We might as well.
Yeah, we've changed formats.
Yeah, we have. Yeah,
we're going with a shorter format now.
Shorter format.
And why is that?
Well,
we've just erased the reason for it.
Exactly. I've just blown it. My whole thinking and concept was is to get it onto a local radio station.
Absolutely. But this is the first
FCC
one on the radio.
Not ever going to allow. Even I think if we bleeped it, I don't think the FCC.
Okay, this is the trial. This is just the trial of us getting used to a shorter time frame for the show.
Yeah.
We have to get it all out now so we don't continue this process.
We
going
should
forward.
Be, both of us, because I've seen you naked. And we won't say why and how, but because I don't want to embarrass you anymore. But we should be used to shorter, for sure.
We used to shorter. Yeah.
So
yes, we are. Yeah.
So you know, we haven't talked about your Thanksgiving or your Christmas or New Year's. So
Denver.
Yeah.
It's always Denver.
A family, right?
Yeah.
This is your son or Jerry's?
Jerry's. Yeah. So we go up there. It's super cool, and there's extended family on her son and his wife's side up there. So there end up being a bunch of people, you know. I grew up in a small family, just me and my brother.
Right.
And we didn't have extended family. We would have to go to, like, Texas or Oklahoma for that, and or Kansas as well. But it was usually just the four of us. And sometimes my grandparents would show up, so six of us. I don't know. Then I joined the military, and I came across all these families, and they were always doing these big things.
It's kind of cool.
And the military itself is a family. So if you're not aware, when you're a young new military member, you're usually by yourself. You're usually single.
And far
and
away
holidays,
from home.
Yeah, and far away from home, and holidays come up, and so everyone tries to adopt you. They're like, just come over to our place. And you get a million invites, and you show up to all these people's places, and it's just amazing. It's,
the food is
yeah,
gotta be ridiculous.
It's just so cool seeing everybody's different culture and their different traditions and the amount of people that show up. And so I've always liked that kind of big family thing that I didn't have with my own family. And so I usually just kind of latch on to other people. I'm a leech. I just latch on to other people's families.
I've noticed that about
yeah,
you. Although,
yeah.
No, you haven't been that way with me. I've been more that way
I've
with
seen
you.
Your family.
Oh, yes, true.
I've seen a couple of them, but yeah, that puts it in the same category as mine. So,
What family members?
Your son.
Oh, yeah, we met my youngest.
And his wife, I think.
Oh, that's right. They were here.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I had my... They
and
came,
maybe one other.
They came here, as a matter of
they
fact.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, I don't know if you got to meet our new voice.
No.
Stella! Well, she was here with them for a short period of time when we were sitting over there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, she will be here for, she was here for the, our holiday get together earlier in December.
Right.
So, where were you?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was the same day as my... Christmas party.
Was it?
My circle of friends. That's why I had to bail.
Oh, you asshole.
I know, yeah.
You never told me that.
Well,
I would have been a little bit more understanding.
I just couldn't do any kind of follow-up stuff after the stuff, because I had an evening thing already, so...
I put everything on
pause. Let's pay some bills.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you, kid.
Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door.
Located in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico, 228 West Main Street.
Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up, because when you're family, who needs formality?
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher. In 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's at EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
And now, back to the program.
Man, we had too much time off. This is crazy. We forgot how we're supposed to run this show.
Yeah, I don't even remember how to run the board. I have no board op today. My board op opted out.
And if she keeps it up, we're going to have to cut her pay.
That's right. You know, new format, new all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I think 2023 is going to be definitely interesting.
We did mention that, right? We always go off the rails when we start to try to explain something. But the reason why we're shortening the format and everything was we're trying to get this show on the radio.
Yeah, we did explain that at the start.
Which we destroyed immediately.
Yeah, so...
our ability to get it on the radio. But...
So going forward. So the show's after this one. Because, honestly, I think I can market Felk first anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to Felk it first, and then...
Felk it.
Yeah, and then we'll...
And then
milk.
That'll make everybody wonder.
Exactly.
Got milk?
That's right. Don't you think that'll work?
Yeah.
And I can't do this. There's a headset on. There's too much other crap going on. All right, so let me ask you this, because let's talk about, do you make New Year's resolutions? I know you don't keep them.
No, I do not.
You don't make any?
No. It's silly to me. So all that stuff is made up, right?
Right.
It's all just man-made stuff. So we were just having this conversation about holidays in particular. Somebody brought up the Valentine's thing, day thing, and started their soapbox speech about Valentine's Day, about it's a totally made-up holiday for marketing, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's actually the reason that one was the final straw in me divorcing holidays, where I just don't really buy into the thing because it's made up. And New Year's is another one. It's just we determined what our calendar was going to be, and there's an arbitrary date on there on our rotation around the sun that we're like, this is the time.
Well,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And so people tend
to use
holidays.
That's the same with Christmas because that's a guessed date as well.
Yeah. So people tend to use holidays to wait for excuses to do things, right?
Yes.
So birthdays, well, I'll get so-and-so this for their birthday. What? Just get it. Give them to them on a random Tuesday for no damn reason whatsoever, you know?
I am trying to follow that.
Yeah. Or
you know,
flowers,
they usually
the
end up
thing.
Getting more because I'll give them more than what they would have got on their birthday.
Yeah.
More times than, you know, just a birthday.
So
or Christmas or whatever.
Those holidays come with all kinds of expectations and just try to deprogram that. Jerry already knows. Never, ever expect anything from me on Valentine's Day because it is never going to happen.
That's not what you told me last Valentine's
Day. No.
You know, we met in the corner over there last Valentine's Day, here, as a matter of fact.
No, because you should know better, David. This has been a long, long trek on Valentine's Day. That was the first one. That was the one that broke my cynicism, Jerry, right there.
You know what's funny? The guy that I'm working for now, who is now the, like, I don't know, he's head honcho. I don't know what his actual title is, but he is.
I think it is head honcho.
It could be head honcho, but he told me when I worked for him in the 90s, we were talking about New Year's Eve, and I asked him what he was doing New Year's Eve. He's like, nothing. He goes, that's amateur night.
Yeah.
And I said, I didn't know what he meant at first because
it is.
That's what everybody drinks. He goes, those are amateurs.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a professional.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I like the tradition of holidays. The thing that, after my kids got too old for Christmas, you know, and I worked in retail, and I should hate freaking Christmas time, honestly. I mean, that is just a madhouse. Black Friday. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Going to work at 2 o'clock in the morning and working till almost 6 o'clock the next day. You know. Yeah. Ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. But still, the whole spirit. And don't you feel like it might have changed? But I can remember in years past, it just seems people were nicer around that time of year, that holiday time of year.
It depends on how you look at things. So you'll see what you see.
True.
Right? So
if you're thinking they're nicer, they're going to be nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Because I see both. So, yeah, there's still a ton of people that are spreading that message of it's a season of joy. It's, you know, about family. It's about all the, you know, all their definitions of what the season means. And then there are other people that get caught up in the marketing end of things.
Yes.
They go absolutely insane because as a marketer, that's what we do. Marketing is very much psychology, and we can drive people out of their mind. That's just how it works.
You're owning up to that, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's our job. That's what we do.
I agree. It's all, you know, and now I do radio, and that's the way it was for the holiday season for sure. It's
right.
But, you know, we did do also all kinds of giveaways and that kind of stuff, which is, to me, that's a lot of fun.
Sure.
You know, we gave a lot of cash away, you know, $300 at a pop, and, you know, it was real easy to win. And, and unfortunately, not everybody wins.
Right.
You know, so you're always going to have those people that are disappointed. But
you don't do participation awards? Seriously, David. Catch up.
Well, maybe it's something that I should look into. I don't know.
No, all this holiday stuff and New Year's resolution in particular, I'm not going to shame anybody that gets caught up in holidays and all that kind of stuff. That's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. To be excited about a day that's coming up or has just passed or whatever it is. It's just that you carry that joy and that feeling forward through other parts of the year.
Well, that's always been my yeah. thing, Ken. Is like, what does it take to get that spirit, whether it be hot, I don't care what it is, but to carry it year round? What does it take to do that?
Right.
That's the $6 million question.
A decision. It really is that simple. So instead of, well, you can still make New Year's resolutions, but a lot of people make New Year's resolutions and very famously quit them before the end of January.
Oh, I break them within the week.
And so I think some people make those resolutions because of the pressure of it, and that's why they quit. So instead of making New Year's resolutions, just to make the decision at any point in the year in your life, if you want to change something about you, right then and there, just do it.
Yeah, you don't have to wait
forward.
To New Year's.
Right.
Don't need to use, but I think some...
It takes pressure off.
Some people use it as an excuse to do that stuff. So,
sure.
You know, I'm the type... All right, so let's say one year I decided I'm gonna lose weight. Beginning January 1, I ate so much crap
in December.
I gained so much.
You did the equivalent of jacking the prices up so that you could cut them for the sale. Yeah. I lost 30 pounds and ended up back to the same weight I started
exactly.
at before I started gorging myself.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I will say, and there are certain things when it comes to this, food is a major comfort with everybody. It's a
sure.
big thing.
With a lot of people.
And so typically around the holiday season, there's fudge and there's...
Yeah.
Divinity, which is one of my all-time favorites, and now I make my grandmother's Divinity.
You a Divinity fan? Really?
Oh, and I make the best Divinity there is. I used to sell it at the bakery.
I don't get excited about Divinity, but I do like it.
Well, it's sweet. I mean, it's something that you got to have. But have you ever had it with Missouri black walnuts in it, which is where my grandmother was from?
She would love the walnuts. Just give her the walnuts, scratch the Divinity, and
she'll eat the walnuts.
She'll love you forever, yes.
Really, that's what you did?
Yeah, she's a nut.
Give her your nuts, and that was
it. Yeah, I gave her my nuts. Yeah, so she...
I'm not sure that'll work.
She has these huge bags of nuts, like pecans and almonds and walnuts.
Pecans. What the hell?
Well, it's a Southern thing, and both are correct. I did look it up.
Yeah, they are.
Because it is a Southern thing. Because I grew up out here, and it was pecans, and I ended up embracing the South, and it was pecans.
I had a pecan tree in my front yard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I lived in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got these big bags of nuts.
Not you.
No, mine's little and cute. It's adorable. Yeah. It's just a little bag. But it's not filling. So she has big ones.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she has nuts all the time. That's her little snack. She'll go grab this bag of,
well,
like...
they can be good for you, too, in moderation.
I have to think about saying that way. Pecans.
I don't care.
She goes and grabs that bag and just starts chowing on them. Well, not
you
a
know,
lot. She doesn't pig
say,
out on them, but she'll get a handful.
She's thin. She doesn't, can't eat a lot.
No, she doesn't.
She has a high metabolism, I think.
That's her guilty pleasure.
Nuts?
Yeah. It's just like...
Ice cream.
Pecans,
mine's ice cream.
Walnuts, almonds. I think those three things.
I like pecans in a pie. I like like pecan pie. Pecan pie, pumpkin pie. My favorite now, though, is blueberry, but only the one that I make.
Yeah, I like blueberry. I don't come across blueberry pie very often.
Oh, I used to. I sold like the bunch, man.
Apple and cherry.
Apple, yeah.
But not blueberry. I mean, where's the blueberries? They need love.
Yeah, they do. And mine's got very little sugar. I don't like it real sweet. I like to bring out the flavor of the blueberry.
Yeah. And that's why, Jerry, I was going to say, like, skip the Divinity. She'll just go for the nuts. She doesn't do sweet. She doesn't do sweet stuff.
I can only do Divinity is like that one time a year thing for me. I can only do, and then just a couple of them. But I do like seeing people put that little cloud of wonderfulness on their tongue and going, especially people that never. We're gonna make something dirty out of it.
No. I'm just loving the imagery. The cloud of wonderfulness on their tongue.
Well, it is. It's like a little cloud, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
With nuts. So, and I don't do female Divinity. I only do male Divinity.
It always has nuts.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's not right.
Well, that's how nuts. I used to sell it, too. I mean, like fudge. You could get female or male fudge. And people are like,
really?
What's the difference? The second you tell them, they're like, oh, I don't want any of that in my fudge. Yeah.
Oh, do we need to pay more bills?
Yeah, probably. God, I'm glad that you're sitting where you're at.
Right.
So let's, why don't we take another little break? Let me see if I can figure this thing out without too much trouble. Damn it, Jim.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Francisco's New Mexican Restaurant, featuring Northwestern New Mexican cuisine. All fresh ingredients in our flour tortillas and sopapillas made from scratch. Green chili cheeseburger, pozole, and rellenos, just to name a few. The full menu is on our Facebook page. For more information, 505-324-9095.
Now, let's head back to the program.
Red, that's why. Okay. I think we're back. Yeah, we're back. Can't push. My fingers aren't damn near fast enough.
We need to stop taking breaks. You need constant practice on this board.
You're right.
Because I don't know what to do. So if you're not here, we just don't have a show.
That's a little scary.
Yeah. And if we take too long of a break and you take too long away from the board, then we might have a show. I don't really know. It all depends on if it works.
I think you need another drink.
I definitely do, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, our first show of 2023 in the new format.
Yeah.
We're gonna clean it up. So what are we gonna do in 2023? I mean, what should we do with the mail show going forward in 2023? What kind of do you think we need to get guests? What do you think we need to do? In your honest professional opinion.
We need to.
We got to be able to beat Felk.
Yes. We need to jump in the shower. We need to spend some time scrubbing that show. Just really getting after it. Just scrub it. For as long as it takes. Yeah.
Well, our candles are doing well, and I have more of those. We've got 4 different scents on the candles. I don't know whether you're aware of that. Well, yeah, of course you were. You put them on the webpage.
I put one.
Yeah.
I have.
Did I put the other 3?
Oh, wait. Did you send me those pictures? I originally put one. We started with one.
We did. We started with one.
I don't know,
which was the coffee-scented one. It's the wake-up call
right,
one.
Right, right. That was the first scented one to show
right,
up.
Right, that was
the
first one we started.
There may be others.
But see, I went ahead.
I've been through too many scheduling things. Okay. I can't keep track of this.
Well, you wanted the Desperado, so we went with the Desperado.
I think that's the one I liked.
Yeah.
I know that there were 4 that you picked out.
There were 4. One of them was reserved.
One.
But you wanted
more than that.
Yeah, well, I didn't. I wasn't wild about the Desperado. I don't know if I told you that. I settled on it, and then after I was talking to Ginger, I'm like, why should we just do one?
Right.
Okay, so we have one that's coffee scented.
That's a typical man thing.
Right. We have one that's reserve bourbon.
Yeah, I like the name.
Yeah. And I like the smell of that one, too.
Yeah.
I like them all, but Desperado. I'm just saying.
God.
Just saying.
Yeah. Anyway, so those may or may not be on the website by now.
They are.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll make sure, and if you don't have the pictures, I'll make sure you get the pictures this weekend.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Perfect.
Okay. I have kind of a commitment on Sunday that I'm not quite sure how much I can get done.
Right.
Because Sunday afternoon are typically, I'm kind of looking forward to this commitment. You've kind of got me.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Cool.
Only because, you know, I love Anastasia.
Yes.
Absolutely. She's been a guest on
our
show.
She's adorable.
And I haven't met her husband yet. And of course, I love Jerry, so.
Yeah.
I feel like now I'm not going to be like the fifth wheel.
No. Because, no, definitely not.
Yeah, because it'll be Anastasia and her husband, and it'll be Jerry and I.
So, yeah. Exactly.
And you're like the Dungeon Master.
Yes!
Is that your title, Dungeon Master?
Yeah.
Is that really the title?
Yeah.
Hot damn, got it right.
Yeah.
I'm halfway there. It's been a few years since I played
that. The Master of the World.
Yeah. I can bait a hook real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let that sink in. But yeah, I'm stoked.
Yeah.
Honestly. I don't think I can do every Sunday though.
No. That is changing starting this year.
Good.
So, yeah.
All right. So this is Male Encounters of a Lifetime. This show has been being recorded at Traeger's.
Traeger's.
One of our sponsors. Keep in mind that none of our, please do not hold any of our sponsors accountable for anything that might come out of Ken's mouth, for sure.
Right. Yeah.
But if you would like to email us, I'm going to recommend, instead of giving out the big, long email
address,
just go to innerwestconcepts.com. And click on the email and contact
us. Send us a message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're more than happy. We'll answer it.
Pick your show. Send us a message. Send one for all of them.
Let's see
what happens.
Exactly. We do have a phone, but I don't have it with me, so we'll give that number out. We'll get that number on the website as well. I don't have the number on me.
Yeah.
It's fairly new. I haven't got it memorized yet.
Memorized?
No. Not yet. All right, Ken. Well, we're about at the end, man. We killed that 30 minutes.
Perfect.
We probably would have
murdered it.
We would have had about 40 minutes if I'd have started it on time.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, exactly. Got any last words?
That's it.
Okay. Well, look at that timing, man.
That's perfect. Oh, dude, we just went over.
Okay, well, we'll scrunch it. Say goodbye, Ken.
Goodbye, Ken.
Goodbye, Ken.
Okay, friends, that's it for this week. Don't worry, they'll be back next week thanks to their wonderful sponsors.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help.
Website is TraegersBar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee.
Ken Collins Marketing.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact InterWestConcepts.com. You're welcome to contact us there for any commentary, the good, the bad, the ugly. That's it for now, until you join us again.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.